Walter Q-Bear Banks Jr. got you on the afternoon drive and letting you know that Little Moments Count. That's right. In partnership, Camel J and Little Moments Count brings you Little Moments Count. Now, Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focusing on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development. And in the first 3 years of life, we're looking at nearly 80% of the brain growth happens with the first 1,000 days of life. And, you know, for the little small ones with that interaction of talking, of singing, of reading, playing, all of those things create that path when it comes to that brain thought pattern and those wavelengths. So letting you know that if you like more information about Little Moments Count, all you got to do is lock in to littlemomentscount.org. And for this afternoon, letting you know, we got James Etta, and we'd like to say a good afternoon to you. And how are you doing, James Etta Diggs?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Q-Bear.
No doubt, no doubt. For the listening audience, can you give us just a little bit about yourself and then what got you involved into this area when we're talking about the young ones, the little ones?
Well, I am a parent. I'm a mom of two, and I'm an immigrant. And I've worked with children since I was 17, and I am just so fascinated by how young children grow. And as a matter of fact, you can learn so much by just observing them. And so having to see how they grow and develop every day, it just creates that passion for me to continually work with them and support their development and their growth. And so that's why I'm here today.
Now, can you give us just a little bit of insight? Because we're talking about the social learning for little ones, and then even beyond that, knowing the importance of that first 1,000 days of life and that thing of being able to play, being able to sing and move mm-hmm. around. How important is that to start at a very young age when it comes to that?
The importance of working and interacting with children at that very young age, it just creates the foundation and paves the way for every other thing that they're going to do throughout their life, all the play, the interactions they're having. If they're taking turns while they're playing, they're learning to wait in line when they're older. As you're playing with them and you're reading books to them, they're learning about their world. And so all of the interactions we do and we have with young children at the earliest age, it just creates that pattern in the brain that paves the way for their life and success and learning as well. So that's why social learning for littles, we focus on young children's personal and social development, because the earliest years are the most critical life. Research has shown that everything we do earlier on is a foundation for later success, for later learning, and for later thriving in life.
Now, knowing that you are one of the leaders when it comes to the African Parents Collaborative, can you give us a little bit about that particular program and how someone that's listening can get involved in the program itself?
The African Parents Collaborative started about a year ago. As I said, I am an immigrant, and I've worked in the early childhood sector for a couple of years since I lived in Minnesota. And while working in early childhood programs, I've seen the cultural gaps and the communication gaps that exist in the system between African families and the early learning system that we have. And so just having that passion to see and become a bridge to helping parents understand what is required or what milestones children need to have in order for them to be prepared and ready for school, and also helping early childhood programs know what African families are looking at and what they see and understand when it comes to early childhood, is just coming the go-between to create that that bridge. And so because of that, we started as volunteer parents and concerned parents in the African community, just trying to reach out and create resources for families to invest in the earliest years of their children, so that as they grow up, they will succeed in school and also in life. And so we're looking in the community for partners, for organizations. So it's not just the African parents who are working with the collaborative. We're looking for community members and people who live in the community who have a passion for young children's development and young children's success to see them grow and develop. So you can get involved by emailing us at AfricanParentsMinnesota@gmail.com, or you can also call 763-515-4236, and you will reach out to any one of us and talk to us as well. And we're sharing it all over social media through ACER. ACER is the African Education in Brooklyn Park, and so you can just reach out to them, and we will be ready to work with anybody who's just supporting our community.
So now when it comes to it, once again, can you give us the phone number and also the website? Because I know somebody right now is listening and say that I want to be a part of, but then I miss part of the information. So I need that website as well as the phone number once again.
So right now we don't have a website, but we do have a phone number that you can call 763-515-4236. To reach any member of the African Parents Collaborative. You can also email AfricanParentsMN@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that way you will be able to reach any one of us, yes.
No doubt. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for taking the time and the opportunity enlightening the listening audience. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, James Etta Diggs. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. Looking at 39 minutes after the hour, 3 o'clock in the Twin Cities, and to help KMOJ and letting you know about Little Moments Count, what you need to do if you like to get more information or to get a rebroadcast of this particular one, you might want to hit at littlemomentscount.org/podcast or Little Moments Count. You can lock in at littlemomentscount.org. It's FM 89.9 KMOJ. No doubt about it, is the people's station.
89.9 KMOJ. Listen online.